God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and ruin their gone.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Greetings, my friends. Starfleet Commander Visible here, in Dog Poet Landia. Looking to have a little chat with you this evening, inasmuch as I have to put together a radio show. I have absolutely no script, so I'm just going to sit here and, I don't know, maybe count the digits on my hands. I haven't done that in a while, so I'm not sure how many of them there are. It used to be there was a certain particular amount of fingers, and then, you know, well, you never know. Point being that appearances are deceiving, and sometimes we do less than we're capable of, and sometimes we do more than we're capable of, and sometimes we have more or less fingers, and maybe that's the reason. It is a very unusual time for me. I don't know how it is out for you out there, but I'm assuming, since I seem to be in a certain kind of a zeitgeist resonance with the rest of you, that you are generally experiencing things very similar to the kind of things I'm going through. And I've had the most amazing sequence of the last couple of weeks where circumstances were creating situations in which I would begin to distrust the motives of people I was engaging with. And I kind of knew in the back of my head that this was a test. So I just went, okay, all right, we'll just like leave it at that. And that's what I did. And as it turned out, a lot of the things that had been passing through my mind were unfounded. The people were solid and everything was cool. But had I acted the way a lot of people probably would, or had I acted according to promptings coming from the nether regions, I would have made a huge mistake, you see, because the mistake was elsewhere, having nothing to do with me or the other person. Well, actually did have something to do with that, but there was no malice intended and there was no game playing going on or anything like that. So there were a number of these situations, and I'm starting to think like, wow, you know, that's kind of a sign of when things are getting toward the end of their passage or right up to critical mass at the point where time's about to suddenly become very critical and all kinds of things are going to happen all at once. The first thing that happens is that everyone suddenly starts to get suspicious of their friends, their neighbors, the people around them, everything that's going on. Because there is a divisive force that exists within the world here and has been here since whenever, as long as we've been here, that seeks to divide us from one another. Goes by many names in many countries. But I'm sure you're all familiar with it, so I don't have to say his name. Ergo, Things are getting desperate, you know, and I'm pretty sure that that's about what's going to happen. China recently, they and India and other places got screwed on these tungsten gold bars, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but now China is remelting all of their gold into 1 kilo bricks. Hopefully they'll send me a few. Anyway, they're melting them all down into 1 kilo bricks, and they're going to go to a gold standard. Whoa, is that not interesting? Apparently that means the death knell for the American dollar. Oh, that's very nice. Along with the show tonight, I'm having a Roadhouse Pils. It's a fine Pilsner beer that is made here in this country where I am presently resident. And, well, that's all you really need to know, isn't it? Probably more than you need to know. So, as you can see, it's very casual this evening, and I'm trying to keep it light, keep it loose, and hopefully, like, you don't really feel like you wasted your time tuning into me and hearing me speak. So, because, you know, I'm a fairly eclectic individual, and there's no telling what I'm going to do, and even I don't know ahead of time most of the time. And as you can see, it's probably, you know, in some of my radio shows are scripted, and some of them are not, and some of them are partially scripted, and, you know, or just have cue cards or things. But I guess there's some variation in the way that things come forward. If I'm doing the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat machine gun delivery, then I'm probably scripted. And had to light my American spirit, but you know, I'm trying to be casual this evening, a little laid back, you know. I got the headphones on. I can hear myself speak. I always sound much better with headphones on. In real life, it's just like kind of flat, you know. But inside my head, it's like all my voice. Anyway, yes. My sensation now is that, well, hey, they do it every 4 years. And the election is coming up. It's an extremely critical one. It is the year 2012. So you've got to understand that's in the minds of everybody on the planet who's taking the trouble to be aware of what time it is. And that's probably maybe, well, it's at least half the population. Because it's very likely that some enormous amount of people are probably unaware of 2012 altogether. And that would include, I mean, you know, even people in uptown brownstones in New York and other places, you know, whose iPods are like glue boarded to their foreheads, you know, and are incapable of seeing anything outside the dimensions of their own text messaging universe. So here's another thing. The sense of self-involvement has been going on. The sense of otherness, the sense of the need to see mirroring in everything, the me first, the I, me, reality, me first, you later, maybe, thing. When that finally gets to a point, when materialism has risen preeminent, when it's all about grabbing the goods and having so much gold fever that you like trample your own children on your way to buy them something. Well, at that time, you see, God generally steps in one way or another. And I would think we were pretty much at that time. I mean, yeah, I guess you could let it go another 20 years. Could have jumped in 20 years before. I don't know. But anywhere within this profile seems to fit the picture. Because at this point, what are we going to do? We're all set up to destroy ourselves. I mean, that's pretty much how it looks. I mean, well, we are not looking to destroy ourselves. Well, yeah, I guess individually a lot of people are through diet and lifestyle and the rest of it. And if that hadn't been the case, then the people who took over, the few that I was actually referring to who are responsible for this mess, wouldn't have been allowed to do that in the first place. Like they say, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. A very good thing to keep in mind. You know, if you're not watchful, all kinds of things can happen. And I try to be, you know, I've never had much in this life, and so I don't really have much to protect. I have people I care about, and of course I would protect anyone if I had the chance or opportunity or the need to. I believe I would, I don't know. But, yeah, suppose I would, yeah. But I don't own, like, things like houses and boats and... I don't even have a car. I don't have very much of anything, to tell you the truth. But I have my tools, and that's what's important to me. I have the ability to make these radio shows. I have my computer in order to write my books and record my music and do the blogs and the various things that I do. And that pretty much does it for me. I don't guess you could call dog possessions, they're companions. And I like to keep it light. And I think that's always the watchword. The more intense the materialism of the culture becomes, the less one should be materialized. The less materialized the culture is, the less it matters whether you are or not, you see. And that is the difference between the various yugas, you know, Dwarpa, Sattva, you know, Kali, the various yugas, of which there are four, and the last of which is Kali, which we are in, and which is the shortest, thank God, and the worst. So you have to expect things in these times that you wouldn't expect in the others, but of course, since you're just here in a single lifetime, your recollection of whatever may have happened in other lifetimes in these other places, since you still happen to be around and have not ascended or whatever else the case may be, I guess you can just expect this. There's one thing that I have noticed continuously in my own life, and that is that one must have the capacity to endure. To endure. Things will come upon us. Things will come up in our minds. Things will come up in our circumstances, you know, that may seem intolerable, that may seem untenable, things that we just don't know how to deal with. Frustration, anger, all kinds of things cannot break. But if we just constantly keep in mind that it is a passing phenomenon, it will not last longer than our ability to endure through it. We should be okay. And that's a really important thing. I know, as I've mentioned in the blogs, and maybe even here, that one thing that God always says to me is, rely on me. Visible, rely on me. And God has gone out of his way to put me in situations and circumstances where I had no choice but to rely on him. And more as I choose to do that and try to follow the right path, you know, be as truthful and real as I possibly can be, the more I find that life is accommodating to me. And the more I find that the gospel takes care of my needs. My needs are few. I don't want much. Ergo, I am rich. When you want a whole lot, you will always be poor. But if you don't really want much, then no matter what you have, that's plenty, you know, because they're just the basic essentials. And all the rest of it is like window dressing, you know, and stuff you just have to shop around, carry around, worry about, you know, put value on. I saw this website recently, Instagram, rich people, rich kids. And it's just this series of photographs and little text messages, twit-wit kind of messages about, you know, they're all the bottles of Dom Perignon and showing off their Rolex watches and riding on these huge yachts and things. And I'm going, I guess some portion of that is attractive, you know. I mean, to be out on a boat in the water, sure, that's a wonderful thing. But their whole attitude about it and way of going into it is just a sense of excess, you know, and I can do it and others aren't, and that's what makes it so truly exceptional. Therefore, I am exceptional. And that isn't the case, you know. Good fortune comes to all of us, as does bad fortune. And it's a very good thing to keep in mind. In the very best of times, it is very important to remember how it could be otherwise, and to always treat the people around you with an understanding of that too. Like they say in show business, always be careful how you treat the people you meet on your way up, because those are the very people you will see on your way back down. You know, and that's one of my mottos, leave good footprints. Now, I have not always done this, Sometimes, in fact, I have had to leave bad footprints for various reasons, for the purpose of demonstration, and I regret it. You know, unfortunately, everyone is not as forgiving as I am, because I am never required to do something without provocation. But, you know, there's just not a lot you can do. It's like that thing about you can't make omelets without breaking eggs, you know? And however, and wherever that may all be leading. Anyway, my friends, this was just an opportunity to talk with you this evening. Hopefully I said something useful and did not like just waste your time. Because we have come to the end of another broadcast. And I, Visible, will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, hail Lord Jesus Christ. Om Amitabha. Hail Lord Ganesh. Alhamdulillah. Hare Krishna, Aloha, and Haru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.